Hold on a second. Good eve. Well, is it evening? It's 3 a.m., so that's
You're
not
so
evening.
Polite.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you. Hi, y'all. You're listening to WMFO Medford. It is 1 minute after the hour.
Mm-hmm. And we're back, you know. Last week, Amanda texted me, said...
Okay, and right here we have a false story coming up.
Let's head to the station. I was like, you know, I'm tired. I can't open my eyes.
No, she was saying this, but she was texting it, so let's just contextualize that scenario.
Long story short, if you tried to listen to an archive for last week, it wasn't there, because we weren't here. But we're back. But we're back. I hope you had a beautiful, blessed, pleasant last 2 weeks. I hope all went well. I was told I need to work on my radio voice. I already told you this. So I'm going to...
I think it sounds good. I think you're dropping it a couple of, like, octaves.
Yeah.
I think it sounds a little bit richer and smoother.
Mm. Yeah. So we have a few guests. But they're not here.
Where they at?
But they're on their way. I'm not going to reveal their identities until they get here, because I'm not trying to announce nobody's name and then they don't show up. Mm-hmm. But
anybody like that?
They're on their way, and it should be a beautiful night.
What should we... You know, some unfortunate events have happened since we last were in the studio.
Really? What happened?
Rest in peace to Prince.
Oh, no, Prince! Prince, why? Prince, why you have to do this? You know, okay. Story time. Hold on, let me put my sexy radio voice back on.
Oh, Lord.
I was obsessed with Prince my freshman and a little bit into my sophomore year of high school. Here's why. I watched the movie Purple Rain in the eighth grade, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, he's so cool. Then I started listening to his music. I'm pretty sure I went out and bought an album. I just loved him. And then this was around the time that he referred to himself as the artist formerly known as Prince. So he had the whole, like, lookbook, and that was when he went on tour. Yeah, I had a little thing for Prince that lasted about a year. I really liked him.
He's handsome.
He's short.
He is. Are we talking less than 6 feet?
Oh, way less. Are you serious?
Okay.
I mean...
Are we talking Bruno Mars next to Taylor Swift type short?
Yes.
If y'all know what I'm talking about, please just Google images Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift.
Don't throw shade at Bruno. But Prince was an amazing artist. He has some really, really... He made good music.
He sure did.
He did. So what are we playing for the people this week?
Okay, I mean, pretty much our, like, theme, I guess, is just whatever we've been listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably some eclectic things. I will be starting us off this evening, so here's a new one that actually was, like, just released today.
Digging that new stuff.
So, enjoy.
All right.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves, and everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you. You came for lightning strikes every time she moves. what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
Okay, y'all, that was This Is What You Came For. It is Calvin Harris featuring the lovely Rihanna.
That was Rihanna?
That was her.
My gosh.
I feel like that was her, like, modern take of, we found love in a heart, you know? It's like that type of song.
Yes.
Anyway, she's cranking out the hits these days.
She is.
Okay, should we roll on into the next song, or, I mean?
We should.
Okay. What are you? Should I keep it fast? Should I slow it down?
Slow it down. Slow it down a
okay,
little bit.
Okay, here's some melodic tones. Please.
Just so annoying.
Enjoy.
These dull aches turn to throbbing pains. What more from this lesson am I to gain? See the repetition in my history. Is it cause for concern? Must be something that I gotta learn. They say patience is more than a virtue. You stay guarded so no one can hurt you, but you will be just fine if you learn to let go and just inhale what you need, exhale all that you don't. When you feel like you've reached the end, sometimes dull aches turn to throbbing pains. What more from this lesson am I to gain? See the repetition in my history. Is it cause for concern? Must be something that I gotta learn. Don't think for a second that people will change for ya. They got something to say and that's fine, nothing to prove. I'm not perfect, always learning. The tongue knows what the owner forgets. What you say is what you'll get. Don't be too critical of your each and every action. Cause no one seems to follow distraction. Duh.
Okay, y'all, that was Dull Aches by Malia, and apparently she's from Sweden. So that was like a really pretty slow song, I think. I don't think she's like particularly popular in the States, but I think she should be. I think she's got a voice for the radio. So Dorian went to go bring our guests in. So I guess I'll just play another song while that gets sorted out. We'll pump it back up with something exciting. So, here it goes.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came crumbling down. And I know you're gonna leave me. Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
3, 2.
Yeah, look at John, baby. Yeah, brighter than this thing on my arm, baby. It's a party every time you come around, baby. Now if you're down, baby, I can be the ground, baby. Hit me running. Ain't nothing looking better than when I see you coming. Ain't another feeling better than when I'm blowing money. You can tell that I'm an addict, I'm addicted to money. I'm addicted to balling. I got the silver Patron. I bought a ticket to Rome. And by the end of the heat, never get a weekend. We won't even know what planet we on. Cause Monday, so many, goddamn it. Tuesday, she wanna go up. Thursday just ain't my luck.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came tumbling down. And I know you're gonna leave me. Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Ordering triple C and double, I'm back and single. You on the top, on the bottom, and she the middle. I did it all for the nook, yeah. Oreo cookie, yeah. Body killer, shot it on push back. Now drop it, you got it, thank God it's Friday. We love that TGIF bird, yeah. Let's get it popping.
Hey, whoever keeps calling, could you call back one last time? Thanks.
I got that 151. You got away with your tongue. And by the end of the evening, never get a weekend. We won't even know what planet we on. Cause Monday, so many, goddamn it. Tuesday, she wanna go.
Goddamn it, Tuesday she wanna go up.
But Wednesday I panic, I'm scrambling.
Thursday just ain't my luck. Hello, Friday.
Caller, one more time. Also, hello, we have our lovely guest in the studio. The flyest, the coolest, the chillest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Can I just talk?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, hello. My name is Vicky. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts, part of Envy, all-female step team. ADC, Tufts African Dance Collective.
True.
Just part of the black community in the...
You know, she's also the hottest MC. Tell them a little about...
You know, today I was MC in Trap Fest 2016 with my MC name, V Nasty. Sorry for my voice, yo. I've been screaming and yelling all day. But thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You know, it's a very low-key night. You know, everyone's pretty tired.
Hell yeah.
I just went to see Jeremiah. He's corny in person.
He is corny.
Corny.
He you went too?
Corny.
Oh. Corny. How?
How do I even explain? He was corny.
And welcome to the Shade Hour.
I know.
You know, I don't even mean it like that. Jeremiah, if you're listening, if there's any way that you're listening to WMFO in Medford at 3:19 a.m., it's nothing personal. I wasn't vibing with you tonight.
Oh no.
You know.
Could have been at the Trap Fest after party.
I could have been.
Mm-hmm. Getting in with all those off campus people.
Uh oh.
We've got a caller.
It's this one.
We've got a caller.
Right there. Enter it. Go.
Hello?
Okay.
She Hi. Answered.
Okay. Speaking to a caller
yes, I can.
Currently.
How are you? I am joining on one of the DJs right now.
Who is on air? The suspense is killing
yes.
me. But okay.
Well,
you know what?
You need my
We're gonna play the next song.
Is this Adrian?
Okay. Well.
Adrian, how are you?
I'm just gonna play the next song. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes here. Okay, enjoy.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your
style. Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow, make you lose control. Wet,
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Alright.
That was One Dance by Drake. Featuring Wizkid and some other girl named Kyla.
Is it really featuring Wizkid?
You got Wizkid in the background for like 2 seconds.
He's in the background. It's muted.
What do you
and
mean
it's
muted?
And it's one line over and over. It's like a muted sound.
It's like...
No, this is really what... You're like, who?
It wouldn't be the same without that background.
But
that's all
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
The same level.
Volume Ooh. As Drake.
Ooh.
Don't
She's talking about some power dynamics.
Just because he's Nigerian, just because he's an Afrobeats artist, don't mean you gotta put him in a bag.
You see how it is?
Why the girl, what's the girl's name? Why she at full volume?
Take his love.
Anyways, sorry. That's just how I feel. It's a good song, but they played Wizkid.
They did. I was like, oh, is that Wizkid in the background? When I first heard the song.
It's terrible.
Yo.
So I've gotten some requests that, you know, we should talk about relationships. Maybe give a little advice, our opinions, you know. So how did this is the breakdown in the room right now. DJ Doyen, never been in a relationship. You know. Okay, whoa. I don't understand the laughter in the studio right now.
Sorry.
You know, independent single woman, don't need no man.
Oh.
But if you're interested, call me. Then we have Amanda in a relationship.
A
relationship. Henry, if you listening, hey Henry. Hembe. Hembe.
Hey.
And then we have Vicky Vic. Victoria.
Be nasty.
Be nasty. She said she just got out of a relationship.
Damn. But I'm still
so we have very different experiences in the room. So just generally, hold on, let me go back. Let me lower my voice. Yes, that's my radio voice.
When you realize you're getting a little too amped, you gotta calm yourself down. Yes,
I was also told that I need to work on making my radio voice sexy.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this sexy? No, I'm just kidding.
So what's the general? So we're young, we're in college, we're all, okay, you're almost 20, but we're 20-ish.
About to be 21.
Okay, at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
Let's let Amanda catch up with us first, and then we'll move to the next, you know.
I'm sorry,
So what's the general sentiments about relationships? College relationships, please go on. Ding ding, round one.
Ding ding. Well, they're difficult. And also feel like college is when you realize more about what you like and what's important to you and what you feel like you need to get out of a relationship and like the relationships with people around you. So personally for me, the reason why I'm out of a relationship is because I wasn't getting everything that I needed out of it. So I had to remove myself and give that person time and give myself time to grow, because there were things that were lacking, but there was things that were really good. There were things that were really good. And yeah, so.
You just had to decide what was more important.
Right, right. Even if the person doesn't agree, you know. Yeah.
Amanda.
Dang, I can't be that wise at 3:26 a.m. What would you like me to discuss, madam?
As someone that's in a relationship.
Okay.
How is that?
How is that? How do you see it?
All right, okay, sure.
She is so annoying.
Yes. You know, well, I'd say relationships first and foremost should be friendships. I think if you don't feel like you can consider that person to be a good friend, then you might not want to be in a relationship with them, because that's someone you need to trust and someone you need to be able to be yourself around.
Valid.
That's real.
So, as a single woman in the room, I mean, I see a lot of relationships here on this campus.
Sure.
You know, if we talk about the black relationships, black man, black woman, black woman, man of another race, black man, woman of another race, all the different variations,
the flavor combinations,
the flavor combinations. I just think that generally relationships seem to be a little stressful in college.
Very.
But then I've also seen very happy relationships here on campus. So I think it is about just finding the right person. Person you vibe with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but can that person be the right person, like, right now? At where we are at in our college, like. Because I feel like there's so much more, like, to judge a person off of that you're going to be in a relationship with, like, even just like while they're in college, but like after college. So in terms of their growth and just all those things, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I can't really say much about that person until we've both seemed to figure it out. And I feel like as a sophomore in college, I have not figured anything out. Mm. Like, people say things to me and I'm like, what? That's not true. They're like, Vicky, you're so... Nah, I don't believe that. I don't know what you're talking about. And it's like still figuring things out. Like, do I agree with this? Do I agree with that? And so, like, I don't know. I feel like it gets difficult also because, like, we're so young and we still have so much more to, like, learn about ourselves. And so to, like, try to judge someone off of that or, like, be like, yes, you are the person I need to be with. Because...
Do less.
Yeah, you know?
Do less.
It's like, I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
I think we should hop into the next tune.
Okay. Alrighty.
And continue this conversation on the other side.
Good call, DJ Doy.
Oh, the song.
Should I play?
Oh, was that all of your playlist?
No.
What vibe?
So
are
you've
we
given them
for?
Slow. You've given them slowed fast. It down. How about something in the middle?
Something what? In the middle.
Okay. I'll try. I'll do my best. Know. Let's see how it is. Enjoy.
I'm so faded. I'm about to call her up now, 'cause I'm so faded. Maybe I'm about to fuck it up. Don't know if I wanna show. I'm so faded. I'm about to call her up now, 'cause I'm so faded. Maybe I'm about to fuck it up. Don't know if I wanna show. Fuck it up. Don't know if I wanna show.
That was So Faded by Flake, but spelled with a PH for some added swag. His name is Flake.
His name is Flake.
Like a dandruff flake.
Man, Like a cornflake.
Like a cornflake.
Like a snowflake.
We should do a PSA because we need to keep all you listeners informed. And so I'm going to choose a random one. And I feel like most of these PSAs are really dumb. Wait, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. It's very important to be aware about things. Here is one that I'm going to pick. Okay, great.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never ever give up.
Up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
All right. Quick birth control PSA.
Wasn't expecting it to be a song.
I mean, they gotta keep people interested.
It's hip and fresh.
You gotta keep them on their toes.
What do you have for us this evening?
So I'm just gonna play for y'all some things that I've been listening to, you know? Not really a cohesive theme.
Okay.
I'm sorry about our guest. She's on Snapchat. I'm sure you guys are hearing all of it, but she's new to the studio.
Whatever.
We're accommodating. So, I have a song for y'all. Don't really know much about this artist, but I think that this is a pretty dope song. Hopefully, y'all think the same.
I'm just going to take this moment to put you on blast really quickly.
Oh,
if
Lord.
We could just throw back to when she went, okay. You know, my friend really put me onto this artist. Plays PYT by Michael Jackson.
Okay, so that's funny for a couple of reasons. First of all, it didn't make it onto the archive.
No!
Second of all, I pressed the wrong song. So I had that build up and then I played PYT, and I'm sure y'all were listening to me like, you've never heard PYT before. Your friend had to put you on that. But I messed it up. Hopefully I'll get it right this time. Are y'all ready? All right.
It's probably going to be Michael Jackson.
Can you stop playing?
Gonna smile cause you living. You got value and vision. And when you with know you are the glory of this earth, girl. You give birth, girl. I promise you got so much worth, girl. You better work, girl. See, I see you as my equal, and we are regal. So let's go flex for the people. Like, you are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You
say Jesus was married and that the wife was Mary, but I can bet a bag of cream if you would have been a Nazarene. By the time he met Miss Magdalene, you would have been Miss Jesus in theory. Yeah, I know I be facetious, but like, who could pass you up? You extra worthy, girl. You bad on Instagram and bad in person. Heart of gold, it's so good like the globe, girl, that's for certain. You open-minded, never blind, cause hey, girl, that's for curtains. Windows, no comprendo, you don't know Nintendo. You don't play no games, you don't feel no evil. You don't stun no lames, you think all are equal. Girl, don't ever change, man, that abundance is abundance, I will buy you. Whether you natural with mayonnaise caps or hella naps, I'm still gon' like you. Girl, I love to see you do just what you love to, be just who you are. Whether you be shooting moon or shining star, I be like, don't fret, the best is yet to come. Play your guitar, if you don't know what's next, we'll tell you who you are.
1, 2, 3, go. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are Aphrodite, you are Nefertiti, you are the creator of all the life that I'm seeing. You are
the seed of you, a touch of me. Together we create a fifth dimensional beings. A seed of you, a touch of me. Together we create a fifth dimensional beings. A seed of you, a touch of me. Together we create a fifth dimensional beings. A seed of you, a touch of me. Together we create a fifth dimensional beings.
That was Nefertiti by Taylor Iman and Archduke. How'd y'all feel about that?
It was nice.
Oh, I thought you were like asking the listeners, and I thought you were doing like a Dora type thing where you just wait for the answer that you
talking to the people in the studio. Guest number one, wake up. So I think this is a good segue to the next question.
So where are these questions coming
I'm
from?
I'm creating them.
Okay.
So this song was a lot about celebrating the black woman, empowering her. Tell me what that has to do with a good, healthy relationship. And round two, ding, 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 go.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I mean, well, if you are in a relationship with a woman of African descent, hopefully you would uplift her, because the world that we live in tends not to. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Just gonna let that marinate. Mm.
Put that in the fridge overnight, let it marinate.
With the tin foil?
Vicky.
She took it all. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay. But don't exotify her. Mm. You know, that phrase, childbearing hips, not appropriate.
Mm. Mm.
Not appropriate. You know?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful, but yes. Don't objectify her.
Right.
Don't just exotify her.
Right. Mm. So,
there's been like a movement right now on Instagram where, you know, trying to show our the beautiful women of the African diaspora. But I feel like it's borderline becoming an issue because it's like they only show images of black women that clearly have been rubbed down with some baby oil, straight weaves, makeup, a lot of it, with a certain type of body type. Now, what is that doing to the community? Like, I feel like that's also putting out certain images that she got to look this way in order for us to say that she beautiful. Where's the woman with her bonnet on, with her eyebrows not filled in?
Okay, personally, I would not be on Instagram with the bonnet on. I'm just...
Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay, fair. Fair. But tell me what y'all think. Round three. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I think it's important to embrace the natural beauty of women, especially in relationships. Like, for me, my ex, like, hated when I wore makeup. Because he, like, always asked me, like, what are you wearing that for? Mm. Like, yeah, look, you look beautiful without it. Like, that's not, you don't need that stuff. But just, like, now, just, like, makeup becoming more of a thing and people using it more. It's, like, you hear all these jokes about dudes, like, oh, you got to take a girl out to a swimming pool for a first date. Because, like, this makeup shit just be changing people's whole face.
It really
You're
does.
No longer who you are.
It really does.
And so you're putting out this false image of who you, of you are, of you with all
but
this
makeup.
But
is it a false image?
It is. To me, it is. Because some of these women, their faces change drastically. Like, drastically when they put on makeup. And if you, if your face changes that much, to me, that's a problem. You could put on makeup, and I don't got nothing against putting on makeup. But, like, if your face literally looks different from once you wipe that makeup off, I can't. I can't. Like, I don't know. It's like some, like, people out here be looking completely different. Hmm. And so, like, just, like, being your own self and, like, having that person that you would see, that's how you...
That's very interesting. Let's get into the song and
this
we'll
is
come
my
back.
Song. Yeah.
Country you, it don't pollute, people don't collude, and G-Suru, no easy, no money you, no lie to you, but I'm caught, you know the flu, if you vex you, then go call me boo, then go call me you, carry you go, and I battle you me o' shama, and I battle you, never tell you me o' shama, lama, and I battle you me o' shama, and I battle you, never tell you me o' shama, shama, shaking key, so cute, shaking them off faster. Checking keep me so cute, checking them all faster. Damo Tilo, Joe Alessa. Damo Tilo, Joe Tio Alessa. Checking keep me so cute, checking them all faster. Checking keep me so cute, checking them all faster.
I'm not telling you, never tell you me, oh, shaman, lama. Keep it so cute, never.
Snapchat. So that was Soke by Burna Boy. He's very talented. I really like his style, his vibe. Check him out on the YouTube, on the internets. Check him out.
He's also really handsome.
Oh,
he is really
handsome. You trying to get that?
I mean, if you're listening.
Oh, sorry.
To WMFO Medford.
So, yeah. Should I just get into the next one?
Go for it. We've got 10 minutes. Crank out the tunes.
All right. Let me get into that next one. Y'all, I apologize for the transitions, you know. I'll be struggling. Also, didn't give Adrian a proper shout out. Thank you for listening, my brother. We appreciate you.
And for being persistent with your calling.
Yes.
Dedication.
Yes. Okay. So, Spotify is actually freezing on me. Typical. So let's get back into.
Would it be possible to make a song request?
Oh, yes.
If we could listen to Kiss by Prince, if that is a possibility.
Yeah, that is a possibility. We're just going to have to transfer this to my phone because.
I understand.
They really trying to get me to buy that premium Spotify. They really trying, but they're not gonna get me. So Kiss by Prince?
Yes.
All right. That's doable. Let's get into it. Y'all. Why are you laughing at me? I can never win. I can never win.
Oh my goodness.
You made me get rid of my sexy radio voice. Oh my gosh. Okay. Technical difficulties in the studio. Guest one is down. She's knocked out. Co-host is co-host. And my phone was playing the music entirely too low. So we have 5 minutes left. You know, had to cut that song short. I feel so disrespectful. I feel like that was very, very rude. Prince, you know my true feelings. It was nothing personal. It was the technical difficulties in the studio. But I have one more song for you for the night. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, The Melanated Hour, DJ Doyen, DJ Mandy B, guest Vicky, who is knocked out. It's okay. Put your head back. Yes. It is good. We got one more song for y'all. I hope y'all enjoy it. Sorry that our discussion of the week was a little raggedy. We started a little late. We started halfway into the show. But next week, will we be here next week? Finals?
Good question.
I could do it because the bulk of my finals are actually this week. But I think I can do this time next week. We'll let y'all know. But I hope you guys enjoy this last one. Have a great week and stay beautiful.
Check me out, baby.
Is pumping. I'm checking out your grooves. About to make my moves across this crowded room. Cause I'm scoping you. I'm feeling confident. I just came from the ball. Sick of wondering who the hell you are. Cause I'm wanting you. What a fella gotta do.
Baby, baby.
do you wanna create with me?